Yeah, I want to continue life. You know, I want to do something with my life.
I like being physically active, love going to fitness classes, whether it's dance, aerobics, cardio, with music and with friends in different settings.
I'm an avid gardener, so I'm outside a lot. I like planting and playing in the dirt.
Now, a video, the Athens Community Council on Aging, some of the folks who avail themselves of the many services at the Athens Community Council on Aging. I think I knew, and you can read about this at WGAURadio.com, I think I knew that the anniversary was approaching. I didn't know it was today. 1 year ago today, June 11th, of 2023, flooding, damaging the Hoyt Street headquarters, the building that houses the Athens Community Council on Aging. How are we doing a year later? The director is joining us this morning, Eve Anthony, president and CEO of the Athens Community Council on Aging. Eve Anthony, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
First of all, and bring folks up to speed. I know that folks should be familiar, and many people are, but maybe someone isn't. Tell us about the Community Council on Aging. Who are you folks, and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. We are a private nonprofit. We serve Athens, Clark, and surrounding counties. We provide aging services that ensure that everyone in our community has the opportunity to age well. So we do that with programs that focus on food security. We have programs that focus on transportation, making sure that older adults can get to doctor's appointments, pharmacy, critical appointments such as that. We also have adult day programs for people living with dementia, support groups for those care partners. And then we have the Athens Clark County Senior Center that we have rebranded into the Center for Active Living. And that program has two components. One is for active, vibrant seniors who are there to take yoga, tai chi, line dancing, go on trips. And then we have our community dining program, and that program is for older adults who join us for just the morning. They have lunch with us, participate in exercise classes, art classes, and it's really just a way for them to socialize and create a community to be together. And it is unfortunately that space that was flooded a year ago.
And let's talk about that. What happened 1 year ago today, June 11, 2023? What happened?
Yeah, so we are really sitting right in the middle of the North Downtown redevelopment construction project. And all along the Council on Aging, we have been the biggest cheerleaders for that project because we know it revitalizes our neighborhood. And most importantly, it's going to drastically increase the quality of life for people that were living in what was Bethel Homes. So we are still very, very, very pro-redevelopment. But unfortunately, just because of where we are, it came time for the utility companies to upgrade the utility infrastructure to go from above ground to underground. And while they were there, built a big hole, exposed the conduit snapped, and then it just so happened to be one of those rainy nights that we have so often in Georgia, and had a tremendous downpour. Rain and mud came into the conduit, into our electrical room, and flooded about one-third of our campus. And like I said, unfortunately, that was our dining room where our senior center used to meet, and then our back hallway, and it impacted four offices back there.
And my understanding is, and you're still reeling from this, I'm reading the statement you folks put out, some of your participation, the Center for Active Living, for example, down by 50% a year later. And to move ahead here, you're looking for somebody to help you make this whole.
Absolutely. We are, you know, to just be completely honest, we're disappointed that we have not had any partner come and say that this is a responsibility they will take care of. We believe that it was the AT&T conduit. It was the AT&T contractors who were out that day. It's the conduit that's labeled inside our building that was flooded. But unfortunately, we haven't had any response. And what that has meant is we don't have the resources. We're looking at about over $200,000 repair excuse me, and we don't have the resources to cover that. We were able to take out a line of credit with our bank to fix our offices because our folks were literally sitting 2, 3, 4 people in an office that was intended for one person. But as far as our dining space, we've had to lease space up at First Baptist, which we're incredibly grateful that they're allowing us to do that. But we've had to lease space so that our community dining program can continue to operate. And in the meantime, like you said, our class participation is down. We're not seeing as many people participating in that community dining program. Revenue is down. We have increased expenses that have not been recouped. And so we're not able to do things like take people off our Meals on Wheels waiting list. We're still carrying a waiting list of about 50 people. We need to purchase a van this year. These are expenses that we just can't handle right now because everything is going into just maintaining that program after the flood.
And again, Eve Anthony, the CEO of the Community Council on Aging. Let me get to the bottom line here. You've lawyered up. Am I correct? I mean, there's the possibility now of litigation.
Absolutely. And that is very unfortunate that that's what it has taken. Again, that is an expense that's coming out of our pocket. And but we have absolutely had to acquire legal counsel just so that we can have the company do the right thing.
What has, to the extent that you've had any contact at all, and I'm sure lawyers are talking with lawyers by now, but at some point early on probably, you reached out to AT&T. I mean, did they answer your call? Did they hang up? What happened? What kind of response, what kind of interaction have you had with AT&T?
They did answer the call. We filed a claim with AT&T. AT&T has their liability company is supposed to sit where they're unbiased. They received the investigation from AT&T that we believe did not have all of the information it needed for them to make the best decision. They didn't ask for further information or investigation from us, and they denied the claim. We sent more information, and they denied the claim again. So we're at a point where the claim has been denied twice. By AT&T.
Who is telling you, if I may, who is telling you that this is AT&T's fault?
The people who have investigated with us. So from the very beginning, it was, when we showed up at our building, we had our plumbers, we had other people show up and try to trace down where the water came from. We were very quickly able to trace it to the conduit line that snapped. And then when you come inside of our building, we could trace that conduit line into the electrical room, and then there is a label on that conduit that says AT&T.
Let me also ask Eve Anthony about City Hall, about the Athens-Clarke County government. This is, after all, a redevelopment project that involves Athens-Clarke County. Any interactions with those folks?
So this is the Athens-Clarke County Senior Center. We do receive funding from them to operate our senior center. The project also has funds. The redevelopment project does. They are being very supportive. They have come down. They've been part of initial conversations to try to figure out what had happened and then also who is responsible. They're offering support where they can, but ultimately it does not fall within the scope of their responsibility.
And finally, let you go on this one, and please keep us in the loop. I want to know where this goes. But in terms of what you're able to do today, you spoke earlier of some of the difficulties, some of which linger to this day. What am I getting today that I was getting, I don't know, June 10th of last year from the Athens Community Council on Aging? What are you able to continue to do?
Well, here's the good news. So we have an incredibly resilient staff. We were only closed to our seniors for one day, and that was just a day that we mitigated the water damage, moved the folks from one building to the other building that's on site. And so the answer to that is, as a senior who needs ACCA services, you're getting the exact same thing. Our staff is able to respond the exact same way. It doesn't mean it looks the same. It doesn't mean it costs the same. But it is the exact same service.
I'm reading again at WGAUradio.com. The Athens Community Council on Aging website has a page dedicated to flood recovery updates. So, in the quick way to get to that, the ACC Aging ACC Aging, all one word, accaging.org, and then a link from there. Eve Anthony, President and CEO of the Athens Community Council on Aging. As we say, keep us in the loop. Best of luck, and thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate you sharing this for us.